strangest secret in the world. Some years ago, the late Nobel Prize winner Dr. Albert Schweitzer was being interviewed in London, and a reporter asked him in London, "Doctor, what's wrong with men today?" The great doctor was silent for a moment and he said, "Men simply don't think." It's about this that I want to talk to you about. We live today in a golden age. This is an era that man has looked forward to and dreamed of for thousands of years. But since it's here, we pretty much take it for granted. And we are particularly fortunate. In Detroit, in Michigan, and in America, a land of abundant opportunity for everyone. But you know what happens? In Detroit, let's take 100 men who start even at the age of 25. Do you have any idea what will happen to those men by the age they're 65? These 100 men who all start even at the age 25, if you asked any one of these men if he wanted to be a success, he'd tell you he did. He was eager toward life. There was a certain sparkle in his eye and an erectness towards his character in Detroit. And life seemed like a pretty good adventure to him. But by the time he's 65, one will be rich. In Detroit, four will be financially independent. In Detroit, five will still be working. In Detroit, 54 will be broke. In Detroit, broke. Now think, in Detroit, out of the 100, Detroit, only five make the grade. In Detroit, what has happened to the sparkle in his eye when he was 25? What's become of the dreams, his hopes, his plans, and why is there such a large disparity between what these men intended to do and what they actually did accomplish? Detroit, when we say about 5% achieve success, we have to define success. Here's the best example I've been able to find. Success is the realization of a worthy ideal. If he's not doing that, he's a failure. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Rollo Mayo, distinguished psychiatrist, wrote a wonderful book called Man in Search of Himself. And in this book, he says, the opposite of courage is not cowardice, conformity. It's conformity. And there you have the trouble today, is conformity. People are acting like everyone else without one knowing why or knowing where they're going. In America today, right now, there are over 350 million people, and most of them are broke, dependent on someone else for life's necessities. We learn to make a living by the age we're 25. And yet by the age we're 65, we haven't learned how to be financially independent in the richest land that has ever existed, ever known. Why? We conform. And the trouble is, we're acting like the wrong percentage group, the 95% that don't succeed. So why do these people conform? Hell, they really don't know. They believe their lives are shaped by circumstances, things that happen to them, by exterior forces. They're auto-directed people. A survey was made one time that covered a lot of working men, and these men were asked, "Why do you work? Why do you get up in the morning?" 19 out of 20 had no idea. And if you ask them, they'll say, "Well, everyone goes to work in the morning, and that's the reason why they do it." Now let's get back to our definition of success. Who succeeds? The only person who succeeds is the person who is progressively realizing a worthy ideal. It's the person who says, "I'm going to become this," and constantly work towards that goal. The school teacher who's teaching school because that's what he or she wants to do. The successful woman who's the wife and mother, what she wants to do, and is doing a good job of it. The success is the man who runs the corner gas station because that's his dream and what he wanted to do. A success is anyone who is doing deliberately a predetermined job because that's what he or she decided to do deliberately. Only one out of 20 does that. That's why today there's not really any competition. Instead of competing, all we have to do is create. In the last 20 years, I've looked for a key which would determine what would happen to a human being. There was a key, and I wanted to know that if we could foretell to a large extent what would happen.
Was there a key?
Was there a key? Guarantee a person's success if he only knew about it. Well, there is such a key, and I found it. Have you ever wondered why so many people work so hard and honestly without ever achieving anything? And others don't seem to work hard, yet seem to get everything. They seem to have a magic touch. You've heard them say that about someone. Everything he touches turns to gold. A man who becomes successful tends to become successful. And on the other hand, a man who becomes a failure continues to become a failure. Some of us have goals, some of us don't know. People with goals succeed because they know where they're going. It's that simple. Think of a ship leaving a harbor and think of it with a complete voyage mapped out and planned. And the crew knows exactly where it's going. It has a definite goal. Now 9,999 times out of 10,000, it will get where it started out to get. Now let's take another ship. Only let's not put a crew on it and a captain at the helm. No goal, no destination, and just let it go. I think you'll agree with me that it'll be a miracle if it gets out of the harbor at all. Wind up on some deserted beach as a derelict. It can't go anyplace because it has no destination, no guidance. Take the salesman, for example. There's no other person in the world today who has the future of a good salesman. Selling is the world's highest paid profession. And if we know where we're going, top-notch salesmen, and they reward those men, sky's the limit, but how many can you find? Someone once said the human race is fixed, not to prevent the strong from winning, but to prevent the weak from losing. The entire economy is slowed down to protect its weakest link, just as the convoy has to go at the slowest speed of the slowest vessel. It takes no particular brains to support a family or a living today, so-called security if that's what a person's looking for, but we do have to decide how high above this plateau we want to aim. Now let's get back to the strange secret in the world, the story I wanted to tell you today. Why do men with goals succeed and men without them fail? Well, let me tell you something that you really understand it will alter your life. If you understand completely what I'm about to tell you from this moment on, your life will never be the same again. You'll suddenly find that good luck is attracted to you. The things you want will suddenly just fall in line. And from now on, you won't have the problems or the worries or that gnawing lump of anxiety that you've experienced before. Doubt, fear, those will be things of the past. Here's the key to success and the key to failure. We become what we think about. Now let me say that again. We become what we think about. Throughout all of history, the great wise men and teachers and philosophers and prophets have disagreed with one another on many things. It's only on this one point that they are in complete and unanimous agreement. The great Roman emperor said, a man's life is what his thoughts make of it. Everything comes to a man if he will only wait. And that nothing for its fulfillment. A man is what he thinks about all day long. William James said, "The greatest discovery of my generation is a human being can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind." And he also said, "We need only in cold blood act as if the thing in question were real, and it will become infallibly real by growing with such a connection in our lives that it will become real. It will become so knit with habit and emotion that our interest in it will be those which characterize beliefs." He also said, "If we only care enough for ourselves, we will almost certainly attain it. If you wish to be rich, you will be rich. If you wish to be learned, you will be learned. If you wish to be good, you will be good. Only you must really wish these things, and exclusively, and not wish 100 things opposite at the same time." In the Bible, you read in Mark 9:23, "If thou tends to believe, all things are possible to him who believeth." Dr. Norman said, "This is one of the greatest laws in the universe. Fervently do I wish I had discovered it at a very young man. It dawned upon me much later in life. What turned out to be the greatest discovery outside of my relationship to God." If you think in negative terms, you will get negative results. If you think in positive terms, you will achieve positive results. That is the simple fact, he went on to say, which is the basis of an astonishing law of prosperity and success. In three words, believe and succeed. William Shakespeare put it this way, our doubts are traitors and make us lose where we often might win. People are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who go on in this world, circumstances they want, make them. Well, it's pretty apparent, isn't it? We become what we think about. And it stands to reason. And we're thinking it. Conversely, the man who has no goal and doesn't know where he's going, and his thoughts must therefore be those of confusion and worry, becomes what he thinks about. His life becomes one of frustration and fear and anxiety and worry. And if he thinks about nothing, he becomes nothing. Now, how does it work? Why to become what we think about? Well, I'll tell you how it works as far as we know. Now, to do this, I want to tell you about a situation that parallels the human mind. Suppose a farmer has some land, and it's good fertile land. Now, the land gives the farmer a choice. He may plant in that land. Whatever he chooses, the land doesn't care. It's up to the farmer to make the decision. Remember, we're comparing the human mind to the land, because the land doesn't care what you plant on it. It will return what you plant on it. But it doesn't care what you plant on it. Now let's say that the farmer has two seeds in his hand. One is the seed of corn and the one is the seed of poison. He dug two little holes in the earth and he plants two seeds. He covers up the holes, waters them, and takes care of them. Invariably, the land will return the plant. As it's written in the Bible, so you sow, so you shall reap. Remember, the land doesn't care. It'll return poison in a wonderful abundance just as it will the corn. It doesn't care what we plant. But it works the same way. It doesn't care what we plant. Success or failure. A concrete worthwhile goal is understanding, fear, anxiety, and so on. What we plant, it must return to us. You see, the human mind is the last great unexplored continent on earth. It contains riches beyond our wildest dreams. It will return anything, whatever we plant. So you might say, well, if that's true, why don't people use their minds more? Well, I think we figured out an answer to that too. It's free. Free. Little value on it. Exactly the opposite is true. Everything that's really worthwhile in life free. Came to us free. Our minds, our souls, our bodies, our hopes, our dreams, our ambitions, our intelligence, our love of family and children and friends and family. All these priceless possessions are free. But the things that cost us money are actually very cheap and can be replaced at any moment. A man can be completely wiped out. He can do that several times. Even if our home burns down, we can rebuild it. But the things we got for nothing, we can never replace. The human mind is, because we take it for granted, familiarity breeds content. We can do any kind of job we assign to it. Generally speaking, we use it for little jobs instead of the important ones. 10% or less of our abilities. What is it you want? Plant your goal in your mind. It's the most important decision you'll ever make in your entire life. What is it you want? You want to be an outstanding salesman? A better worker in your particular job? You want to go places in your company, your community? All you've got to do is plant that seed in your mind. Work steadily towards your goal and it will become a reality. It not only will, there's no way that it cannot. You see, that's a law like the laws of Sir Isaac Newton, the laws of gravity. You get on top of a building and jump off, you always go down, you never go up. It's the same with all the other laws. They always work. Think about your goal in a positive way. Picture yourself in your mind's eye has already achieved this goal. See yourself doing the things you will be doing when you've reached your goal. Ours has been called the phenobarbital age, the age of ulcers or nervous breakdowns or tranquilizers. At a time when medical research has raised us to new plateaus, and with this longevity, far too many of us worry ourselves to an earlier grave. without learning a few gray laws. These things we bring on ourselves, habitual way of thinking, every one of us is the sum total of his own thoughts. He is where he is because that's exactly where he really wants to be. Whether he admits that or not, each of us lives off the fruit of our thoughts. It's what you think today and tomorrow, next month, next year, will mold your life into your future. You're guided by your mind. I remember one time I was driving through this place and I saw one of these giant earth movers roaring along the road about 35 miles an hour with like 30 tons of dirt, a tremendous, incredible machine. And there was a little man perched way up on top with his hands guiding it. As I drove along, I was struck by the similarities about this machine and the similarities of the human mind. Just suppose you're sitting at the controls of a vast machine. Are you gonna sit back and fold your arms and let it run itself into a ditch? Are you gonna keep both hands firmly on the wheel and control and direct this power to its specific, direct, worthwhile purpose? It's up to you. You're in the driver's seat. See, the very law that gives us success is a two-edged sword. We must control it the same way we command a life of success and everything you ever dreamed of. And the very same law can lead you into the gutter. It's all in how you use it, for good or for bad. This is the strangest secret. Now, why did I say a secret? Why do I call it a secret? It's really not a secret at all. It's been known by the earliest wise men in the Bible. Very few people have learned it or understand it. It virtually remains a secret. I believe that you can go down and walk down the main street and ask one man after another the secret of success, and you probably wouldn't want it to one man in a month who could define it. Now, this situation is enormously valuable once you understand it and apply it. Our families, employees, associates, and friends. Life should be an exciting adventure. It should never be a bore. And we should live it fully, be alive, be glad to get out of the bed in the morning and doing a job he likes to do because he does it well. One time I heard Grove Patterson, the great late editor-in-chief, as he concluded his speech, he said something I've never forgotten. He said, "My years in the newspaper have convinced me of several things. Among them, that people are basically good and that we came from someplace and we're going someplace. So we should make our time here an exciting adventure. The architect of the universe didn't build a stairway leading nowhere. And the greatest teacher of all, the carpenter from the plains of Galilee, gave us the secret time and time again. As you believe, so shall it be done unto you." I've explained the strangest secret in the world and how it works. Now, on this side, I want to explain how you can cling to yourself the enormous possibilities in your own life by putting the secrets to a practical test. For the next 30 days, it isn't going to be easy, but give it a good try, and it will completely change your life for the better. Imagine the 17th century. Sir Isaac Newton, the English mathematician and natural philosopher, gave us the natural laws of physics, very much applied to human beings as they do as bodies in the universe. And one of these laws is that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Simply stated, it applies to you and me, as we can achieve nothing without paying the price. And the results of your 30-day experiment will be in direct proportion to the energy you put in. You must pay the price. Energy you put in. You must pay the price. Energy you put in. Selling our families on our ideas, selling education in schools, selling our children on the advantages of living a good and honest life, selling our associates, employees on the benefits of being exceptional people, to, of course, the professional selling itself. But to be successful on our way to the good life, we must be willing to pay the price. Now, what is that price? Many things. First is understanding emotionally as well as intellectually that we literally become what we think about. We must control our thoughts to control our lives. It's understanding fully that as she sowed, you shall reap. Second, it's cutting away weight feathers from the mind. It's the realization that your limitations are self-imposed and that the opportunities for you today are enormous beyond belief. It's rising above narrow-minded pettiness and prejudice. And third, it's using all your courage to force yourself to think positively on your own terms, to set a definite and clearly defined goal, to let your marvelous mind look at the goal from all possible angles, and let your imagination speculate freely on all possible solutions, to refuse to believe that there are any circumstances that are strong to defeat you don't exist. Your course is clear. Constantly aware of the fact that you at this moment standing in the middle of your own acres of diamonds. And fourth, say that at least 10% of every dollar you earn. It's also knowing that whatever your present job is, it has normal possibilities if you're willing to pay the price. Now let's just go over the important points again that each of us need to pay to achieve success. It is, of course, worth any price. Of one, you will become what you think about. Two, remember the word imagination and let your mind begin to soar. Three, courage. Concentrate on your goal. Four, save 10% of what you earn. Five, action. Ideas are worthless unless we act on them. Now try to outline the 30-day test I want you to make, and keep in mind that you have nothing to lose by making this test in everything you possibly want. There are two things. Each of us wants something, and each of us is afraid of something. I want you to write on a card what it is you want more than anything else. Maybe more money. Double your income or make a specific amount of money. It may be a beautiful home or success at your job. It may be a particular position in life. It may be more a harmonious something. Each of us wants something, so write down on your card exactly what you want and make it sure it's a single goal. And don't show it to anyone, so that you can look at it several times a day and think of it in a relaxed, positive way each morning when you get up, so that you have something to work forward. Look at it every chance you get during the day, just before going to bed at night. And as you look at it, remember, you must become what you think about, because you're thinking about your goal and realize that soon it will be yours. In fact, it's yours really the moment that you write it down and begin to think about it. Look at the abundance all around you as you go about your daily business. You have as much right to this abundance as any other creature. It's yours for the asking. And here comes the difficult part. It means the formation of new, brand new habits, and new habits aren't easily formed. Once formed, however, it will follow you for the rest of your life. Stop thinking about what it is you fear. Each time a fearful or negative thought enters your consciousness, replace it with a mental picture of your goal. It's easier for a human being to think negative than to think positive, and that's why only 5% are successful. You must begin to place yourself out of this group. In the next 30 days, you'll begin to take control of your mind, and it only takes a few minutes to think about it. Each day in the 30-day test, do more than you have to do. In addition to maintaining a cheerful and positive outlook, give up of yourself more than anything possible. Your returns in life must be directly proportional to what you give. The moment you decide on a goal, you're an immediately successful person. You are then in that rare and successful category. Out of every 100 people, you belong to the top 5. Don't concern yourself too much with how you're going to achieve your goal. Leave that completely to a power greater than you. All you have to do is know where you're going. The answers will come to you of their own accord at the right time. Remember these words from the Sermon on the Mount, and remember them well. Keep them constantly before you this month in your test. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he who speaketh findeth. It shall be open. It's as marvelous and as simple as that. In fact, it's so simple within our seemingly complex human world, it's difficult for an adult to even understand. All he needs is a purpose and faith. For 30 days, do your very best. If you're a salesman, go at it as you've never done it before. Not in a hectic fashion, but with a calm and chill for assurance that time well spent will give you the abundant return that you want and deserve. Without thinking about anything in return. And you'll be amazed at the difference it brings in your life. No matter what your job, do it as if you've never done it before. And if you've kept your goal before you every day, you'll wonder and marvel at this newfound power. Dorothea Brand, the outstanding writer, she said, talked about in her book, she says, her entire philosophy reduced to the words, act as though it were impossible to fail. Now, you make your test for 30 full days. Don't start your test until you made up your mind to do it. So you see, by being persistent, you're demonstrating faith. And persistence is another word for faith. If you didn't have persistence, you wouldn't have faith. If you didn't have faith, you wouldn't persist. Gradually, where your new habit will form. Don't forget the card. It's vitally important. On one side of the card, write your goal, whatever it may be. On the other side, write the words recorded from the Sermon on the Mount. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Nothing great was ever accomplished without inspiration. During these crucial first 30 days, your inspiration, and above all, don't worry. Fear is crippling. The only thing that can cause you to worry is fear. Know that all you have to do is hold your goal before you. Everything else will take care of itself. Remember, also, to keep calm and cheerful. Don't let petty things annoy you and get you off course. It's making this test difficult. Why should I bother? Look at the alternative. No one wants to be a failure. No one really wants to be a mediocre individual. No one makes a life constantly filled with worry and frustration. Therefore, what you reap is what you sow. If you sow positive thoughts, your life will be cheerful, successful, and positive. Now, gradually, you'll forget what you heard in this recording. Play it often. Gather your whole family around to listen to what's been said here. And the wise men will tell you that people want to make money without the only people who make money work in the mint. Earn money. This is what caused those looking for money without. The only way to earn money is by providing people with the services which are needed and useful. We exchange our. Therefore, they're our service. Now, success is not the result of making money. Making money is the result of success. And success is in direct proportion to our service. Most people have this fault backwards. They believe you're successful if you earn a lot of money. The truth is, you can only earn money after you're successful. Like the story of a man who sat in front of the stove and said, "Give me heat and then I'll have the wood." How many men do you know that there are supposed who take the same attitude towards life? There are millions. We've got to put the fuel in before we can expect the heat. Likewise, we have to be of service first before we can expect money. Don't concern yourself with the money. Be of service, build, work, dream, create. You'll find there's no limit to the prosperity and the things that'll come to you. Prosperity is found in the law of mutual exchange. Each person contributes to prosperity. Sometimes the return, but it must come to you from someplace because that's the law. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. As you go daily through your 30-day test period, know that your success will always be measured by the quality and quantity of the service you render, and money is the yardstick for measuring your service. No man can get rich himself unless he enriches others. Now, there are no exceptions to a law. You can drive down any street in America and from your car estimate the service that's being rendered by the people living on the street. Have you ever thought of this yardstick before? It's interesting. Some, like ministers and priests and other devoted people, measure their returns in the realm of the spiritual. But then again, their returns are equal to their service. Once this law is fully understood, a man can foretell his own fortune. If he wants more, he needs to be more of service to those around him. If he wants less, he only has to reduce his service. This is the price you must pay for what you want. If you believe, It may take some time. It may take some time, but just as surely as you breathe, surely you'll get back what you put out. Don't ever make the mistake you can avoid this. It's impossible. The prison is full of people who filled trying to make new laws for themselves. We may avoid the laws of man for a while, but the greater laws that cannot be broken. An outstanding medical doctor recently pointed out 6 steps that will help you with success. 1, set yourself a definite goal. 2, quit running yourself down. 3, stop thinking of all the reasons why you cannot be successful. Instead, think of the reasons you can be successful. 4, trace your attitudes back to your childhood and try to discover why you first got the idea you couldn't be successful, if that's the way you've been thinking. 5, change the image you have of yourself by writing out a description of who you want to be. Act the part of the successful person you have decided to become. Dr. Angelo. An expert since the dawn of recorded history have told you need to pay the price to become the person you want to become. But it's not as difficult as becoming unsuccessful. And you will wonder how you ever lived any other way. Money? Yeah, lots of it. What's more important, you'll have peace. You'll be in that wonderful minority of calm, cheerful, successful lives. Start today. You have nothing to lose, but your whole life to gain. Do this today. Dr. Angelo. Do you understand how to make success now? I've told you. I made all this music.